Good morning. I'm Eric Gao, and welcome to this week's installment of Looking South on ICRT. In this program, we explore the effects of the central government's new southbound policy, and today we are joined by Director General Tristan Liu of the Taizong Economic Development Bureau to share with us his city's contributions to the policy. Director General, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Director Liu, since the implementation of the new southbound policy about 2 years ago now, what has the Taizong city government been doing to reach out to countries covered by the policy?
Actually, we think that the local government can play as a very good platform. So we focus more on the person-to-person relations and also the firm-to-firm linkages, because Taizong has a lot of overseas Taiwanese investments in southeastern countries. So we think that, you know, by having some events to link the overseas Taiwanese firms with the local firms, we can better help the central government to implement those policies.
The central government's new southbound policy, it covers a wide variety of things from economics to culture. What areas of the policy has the Taizong government chosen to focus on, and why?
First of all, we have been chosen as the smart machinery capital. So smart machinery is, of course, one of our focuses. In addition to that, food and bakery, e-commerce, and medical training and clinics are also the other very important fields.
Could you go into why those particular fields were chosen?
Well, because, first of all, we have been exporting a lot of smart machinery equipment to the southeastern countries because the overseas production facilities are over there. So it's very natural for us to also try to export our machinery, especially when we talk about smart machinery. It's, you know, a whole new concept. So sending people over there and to do better marketing and also the technology transformation is very important for us. And also, Taizong has the best cuisine in Taiwan, especially when we talk about food products, some bakery products. So for the last 4 years, we have been participating in very important trade show in southeastern countries trying to promote our own bakeries. So that's also one of our main focuses, especially when we talk about, you know, the new market, for example, the Muslim markets. Okay, that's very important for us. Thirdly, we have a lot of foreign labor population in Taizong City. Okay, it's about maybe 100,000 employees now from southeastern countries. So how to utilize those manpowers and also help us, our own SMEs and also some micro entrepreneurs, to have their own new markets in the southeastern countries. That is also very important. So for the last 2 years, we have been setting up a new basement. It's called ASEAN Plaza. Okay, and in that ASEAN Plaza, we have a lot of micro SMEs and also some startups focusing on e-commerces. And last but not least, Taizong is very famous on the medical doctors and hospitals and those industries, related industries. So it's very natural for us to also export our medical services. So these are the four, you know, we have been chosen to do more things with those countries.
How have all of these efforts and things that you've been setting up, how have these actually impacted the cities, its residents, its businesses since it started about 2 years ago?
Well, first of all, I think we have been seeing a lot of very good progresses bilaterally. Okay, for example, we have been setting up a training base in Indonesia focusing on smart machineries. Okay, so when it comes to talent cultivation, and also, for example, some of our medical doctors choose the, you know, overseas partners in Vietnam, setting up new clinics. Okay, so and this is not a one side thing; this is actually a bilateral thing. And then, you know, in the Vietnam side, they also started to send medical doctors over to Taichung to receive maybe 6 months to 1 year training. So this is very, you know, on the ground, and also it is very well connected in the micro level and in the firm levels. So we're not talking about big picture or policies only, but we focus more on the person-to-person relations.
I see. And what are the next steps for Taichung as the city government continues to pursue these exchanges with Southeast Asian countries?
Once they, you know, think that you know, the products and services from Taichung is very useful and a very cutting edge, and next step will be to expand, you know, the market. And so I think the next step for Taichung, no matter it's in, no matter it's from the government point of view or from the company's point of view, I think the next step for us is to do more trade shows. Okay, now maybe those consumers and also those businessmen in Southeastern countries know something about Taiwan, but not in the city level. Okay, they might have very little knowledge about Taichung. So we're trying to promote ourselves as a, you know, a convention and activity hub in the central Taiwan. So I think for the few years to come, we will spend more budgets and form more delegations to Southeast Asian countries, focusing on those very good and very important areas. So, for example, this year we have a ASEAN Smart City Convention in Taichung just a couple weeks ago. And some of the applications are from Singapore and other Southeastern Asian countries. That was a very good start. So next step, I think, is to promote more presentation, okay, more, have more presence in the important key countries like Vietnam, maybe Singapore and Indonesia, try to promote our own food, our own manufacturing goods, and also services.
Director General Liu, before we go, did you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
For the last 3 years, we have been hosting, it's called ASEAN, Asia Taiwan Chamber of Commerce annual meetings. It's been very successful. For each year, there were about over 1,000 participants, overseas Taiwanese companies, businessmen, coming back to Taichung, and that have been forming a very good atmosphere. And so we look into the future, we are aiming to continuously holding those very tight relations. So I hope maybe for the next step, the foreign embassies or foreign representative offices in Taiwan can spend more time in Taichung and get to know much more about Taichung, and let's work together to facilitate the bilateral industrial and the trade relations.
We've been speaking with Taichung City's Economic Development Bureau Director General, Mr. Tristan Liu. Mr. Liu, thank you for taking the time to join us on the air today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And that wraps up today's episode of Looking South. Past episodes of the series can be found on the ICRT webpage in the podcast section. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with a new look at the new Southbound policy this time next week.